Where are they taking you to put you under some earth? They are taking you to a narrow and noisome house. There is no carpet in it, nor any mat, no lamp at night, and no bread by day. Neither smell nor sign of food is there. No door in good repair, no way to the roof, not one neighbor to be refuge. Your eye, which was a place for the people's kisses, how should it go into a blind and murky house? A pitiless house and narrow room, where neither face will be lasting nor color. In this manner was he enumerating the qualities of the house, whilst he wrung tears of blood from his two eyes. Juhi said to his father, O worthy, by God they are taking this to our house. The father said to Juhi, Don't be a fool. O papa, said he, hear the marks. These marks which he mentioned one by one, our house has them, without uncertainty or doubt. Neither mat, nor lamp, nor food, neither its door is in good repair, nor its court, nor its roof. In this wise, the disobedient have 100 marks upon themselves, but how should they see them?
Okay. What was the other mark? Very carefully, because he didn't say just, this happened. He went to explain a lot. It was saying that they're taking you to a place, it has no carpet, no mat, there is no light, there is no smell of food, all that, he was counting a lot, right? To come to this point, to say, okay, they're taking you to our house, and the guy would say, oh, don't be fooled, say, yeah, yeah, look at the marks. The address is correct, okay? What is this all about? We go back again. In the last story, we were talking about shortcoming. Now look at all the stuff that he counted. None of them is looking at existence. It's looking at non-existence. That state that belongs only to humanity. This jury will understand what? Non-existence of comfort, non-existence of the stuff that animal, they don't get it, they don't think about non-existence. Here he talks about non-existence, and the last point he meant was your eyes, which was the kissing point of everyone. Normally nobody will kiss the eye of a fellow, because they don't kiss this. But here, he will use the word eye, the chesh, and this has been the place that everybody was kissing. Now it will go in a dark city house. Means your vision, which was so adorable, it is dying. Your way of seeing, your binesh, will go to a dark place. Means even your vision doesn't find. There is no place, good place, even for your vision. Because when you die, at least your vision should remain here. Your dream should remain here. But it doesn't. And all of that, the jury will say, honest to God, this is what is happening. Honest to God, Allah, they're taking this to our house. Means even that child will understand non-existence. So remember, do not look at the existence of the stuff only. Non-existence. The existence, let's go back to the sick fellow. The existence is this and that problem of old age. Look at the non-existence. If you had something valuable for old age, it wouldn't be. None of this will be bothering you. So it's like that. Yes?
remains unlighted by the beams of the Sun of Majesty, is narrow and dark as the souls of Jews, destitute of savour of the loving King. Neither has the light of the sun shone into that heart, nor is there spaciousness or opening of the door. The tomb is better for thee than a heart like this. Come now, arise from the tomb which is thy heart. Thou art living and born of the living. O gay and winsome one, art not thou choked by this narrow tomb?
Who is this fellow? This is Julie, or his father, or the cadaver is talking? It's Rumi. Sturi Ahmed, who said, "You fellow, wake up! You are alive, aren't you? So don't be like the cadaver. Stand up." So, yes, from the beginning.
From where?
The beginning of you fellow. Because he said, okay, in this one, these people, they have a lot of marks and nobody will notice them, and the house is like this and that. But then he started to talk about you. You are living and born of the living, means you have the life. Then what?
Thou art living and born of the living. O gay and winsome one, art not thou choked by this narrow tomb? Thou art the Joseph of the time and the Son of Heaven. Arise from this pit and prison and show thy face.
Did you listen? You are the Joseph of the time. You know, Joseph was one, right? But was what? There is no real Joseph walking on the earth for us. It's in the story. Means it's an adjective. Joseph is beautiful, right? So you are. Because the beauty of Joseph was not physical. It was a spiritual. He was a good human being, aren't you? So you are, if you are not, there is no Joseph. Because there should be the Joseph of the time, the prophet of the time. We don't look back. We don't believe in history. When we look back, we see all the shortcomings as well. We don't admire the history. Why? Because we believe in one single moment, which is now. Because I cannot say God was. God is. There is no was, there is no will be. It's always is. That moment, we call it the real life. That's why we say you should stand up, and this is your Qiyamah. This is that judgment day that we talk about in these books, that it makes a very scary day. It's now. We're not talking about when you die after 100,000 years. I don't know, a lot of stuff will happen. It's now. And you are it. Who else should I talk to? To non-born or dead people? You are alive. You are alive. You inherited the life. So you are it. If, when we say humanity, are we referring to some other species? We're referring to this. And you should be the one. So, you are the Joseph of the time, and you are the sun in the sky. Why are you waiting down in that well? Remember, that well is the well of envy, self-made. We talked about it. But you did it yourself. Why are you staying in the well? Come out. Yes?
Thy Jonah has been cooked in the fish's belly. For his deliverance, there is no means but glorification of God. If he had not glorified, the fish's belly would have been his jail and prison until they shall be raised. Through glorification, he escaped from the body of the fish. What is glorification? The sign of the day of Alast.
What it means, the sign of the day of Alast? That's a part, a very funny, interesting part of our story, mainly. Alast, first of all, is an Arabic word. It means, isn't it so? Isn't it so? That's what the Alast means. But when we say Alast, we don't mean that word at all. We mean the famous phrase of God. Because God, before bringing this stuff, he asked them one by one, that, isn't it that I'm your God? And they said, yes, of course. He said, do not forget this. So, mentally we believe that we have a promise over there. And over there, story, in the story that judgment day is now, even that day is now for us, that the source of humanity is like this, that before coming here, we knew. Because we know that everything else has that knowledge. Up to last century, we didn't know that there is knowledge except the one in our mind or in our thinking. We didn't know that, okay. An ant is a living creature and will come here with a couple of PhDs in anthood. It has all the knowledge it needs. It doesn't need to learn anything. There are these flies that they will never ever see their parents. So they are in this little egg. They come out, they dig the way out, and they know that next season I have to have sex and find a hole like this and find a piece of dung, put it there and put my egg over there, and that little egg knows how to be me, to know everything. So at least the living creatures, we know that they come here with full knowledge. Recently, we understand little by little that even that chair has full knowledge of even the change in gravity of Jupiter. But it happens in a scale that we don't understand, that scale of relationship. That's about knowledge. Knowledge is not that big deal. The animals are born with it. But look at me and you. Whatever we are talking about is not mine, is not yours. It belongs to we. This is that we. We have a totality of humanity that we inherit everything from it. Because that's what the culture is all about, right? Okay.
If thou hast forgotten that glorification by thy spirit, hearken to the glorifications of those fishes. Whosoever has seen God is of God. Whosoever has seen that sea is that fish. Mm-hmm. This world is a sea and a body of fish, and the spirit is the Jonah debarred from the light of the dawn.
Again, that sensation of following the existence, physical existence, to the next level. And you say, okay, look at it this way, that this universe, this existence is an ocean, and this flesh is the fish. Okay, there is a fellow in this fish imprisoned, and is praying, and he will be saved. That was the story of Jonas, right? But that should remind you another one we talked about, remember? There was a parrot belonging to a merchant sitting in a cage and thinking about